Well, that's a good place to segue on with us right now is the starting center for the Houston Texans, Nick Martin. He joins us. And you're a sharp guy. Went to Notre Dame. I could never have dreamed to have gotten into Notre Dame with my grades in high school. But you went to Notre Dame, sharp guy, understand the league. Would you say that the offense that you all run is a difficult offense overall to pick up?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot going on, moving pieces. But, you know, we have an awesome quarterback who understands the game, and we got awesome players who understand the game. So, you know, Sean runs the show and gets in the right play. Kind of, I get everyone on the same page, and we get rolling.
Nick, well, talk to me a little bit about, and obviously not anything specific, but just the process of between snaps, the communication, and really more for our listeners, because I don't think people understand how much communication goes on between you and Deshaun Watson literally every single play. I see it. I'm an old quarterback. I see it. It's very easy to understand. How much of that goes on, and what exactly are you guys trying to get communicated?
Man, there's so much. And like you said, you've seen, I mean, whether you're huddling or no huddle, I mean, you have personnel, you have what defense is in front of you, you have formations, you have the actual play, the concept of the play, and then, you know, between me and him, I mean, you have mic points, you have where's the play clock at. I mean, you got it all. If you're going to change a play, keep it up, what the cadence is. So there's a lot, and that's, you know, that's the fun thing about football. You know, you have about 25 seconds, you know, and it clicks down. You got 5 seconds to figure all that out, get everyone on the same page, and snap the ball and just react. And that's why I think, you know, that's one of the cool things about football.
Hey, another thing, Nick, when you call it, like, point out the mic, or I think we had Wade Smith on a couple of days ago. You know Wade. He called it a point, I believe is what he called it. But nonetheless, like, when you guys declare a mic, right, and Mike's 28, just say that they got a nickel back, you guys want to declare, and then all of a sudden they rock the safeties on you, and now you want to adjust and call, you know, 34, who is in the gap to your right. You want to identify him as the point or the mic. How much communication between you and the other four offensive linemen has to take place at that point?
Well, a ton, right? I mean, you know, you got to stop the kids and stuff, what's going on, re-mic it, make sure everyone's on the same page. That changes everything. It changes the whole, you know, play. So you got to make sure everyone knows it's that, because if you're not on the same page, you don't get that communication, someone's going to be free.
Yeah. And Nick Martin here joining us, center for the Houston Texans. I know it's been a bit of a rough start here as you guys are 0-2 and look to try to get your first win against the Steelers on Sunday. For you personally, I love to hear players in these situations. For you personally, what's been the most disappointing thing in terms of this start to the season?
You know, you are what your record says you are. You mean, we're 0-2, and we hate that. But, you know, we got a lot of good players in this team, and we have great attitudes, and we come to work every day, so we're ready to roll. We got a great quarterback and O-line and receivers and running back. So, I mean, offensively, I mean, you know, that's the side I'm on and everything. But we're ready to go, and you just got to get that W column and keep it rolling.
Nick, how, when you look at the number of pressures that you guys have allowed, so to speak, I mean, I'm one that when I talk about the Texans, it's like, hey, guys, if you're expecting them to be one of the least pressured quarterbacks in the game, then you're not looking at this right. Deshaun plays a different style of ball, and nobody ever wants to take that from him. But as the center of the group that's responsible for the number of pressures being up or being down, what do you guys specifically up front have to do better moving forward to make sure that number doesn't balloon? I mean, everybody knows what you're up against. Deshaun's, I mean, look, he's a lightning rod, man. He's going to hold the ball longer than most quarterbacks, and we're all going to be happy when he makes plays, and we're all going to you know, cuss and discuss when he doesn't make plays. But as the center of this unit, what do you guys got to do better, man, to keep that number as low as possible?
Yeah, just stay unified and keep blocking. And block, there is no whistle. I mean, like you say, he's going to extend plays, and he's going to make plays, and that's what he does, and that's why we love him. So just keep blocking to the echo of the whistle, keep working together, picking up blitzes, passing off games, all that stuff. I mean, just never stop, always finish, always go.
All right, that's starting center Nick Martin of your Houston Texans. Good luck on Sunday, and we appreciate you joining us, Nick.
Yeah, thanks for having me.